And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The U.S. is sending the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier strike group to waters off South America. And the U.S. struck a 10th boat allegedly carrying drugs, killing six in the Caribbean Sea. National Security correspondent Charlie Daggett reports it's an escalation of the military buildup in the area.
The Navy's largest ship, the Ford, is stocked with F-18 fighter jets, surveillance aircraft, helicopters, and 4,500 sailors. Already in the region are eight other warships and 10,000 troops. Corey Shockey served on the National Security Council under George W. Bush.
Are they preparing for war?
The president was willing to strike the Iranian nuclear infrastructure. The president's been willing to make these strikes in both the Pacific and the Caribbean. So I don't think we should rule it out.
President Trump is in the air on the way to Asia for security and trade talks in Malaysia and Japan and trade talks with China's Xi Jinping in South Korea. Talking with reporters, the president defended breaking off U.S.-Canada trade talks. He characterized the anti-tariff ad produced in Canada using excerpts from a 1987 address from President Reagan this way.
Canada lied. I mean, what they did was terrible. They made up a fake statement by President Reagan. Reagan was a big supporter of tariffs when needed.
President Trump's pause is a result of this anti-tariff ad paid for by the province of Ontario.
The way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty to bank fraud charges in a Virginia federal court. Justice correspondent Scott McFarland reports her attorneys are expected to argue its selective prosecution and to also go after the prosecutor.
Letitia James seeks to have either this case dismissed or simply have the prosecutor kicked off the case. James's team has argued that Lindsay Halligan, the newly appointed acting U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia, was unlawfully appointed due to some technicalities with how long acting U.S. attorneys can stay on that job.
A cable snapped and a large crane collapsed on the waterfront in Everett, Massachusetts. Two workers were killed. WBZ-TV's Brandon Truitt.
There should be a formal investigation into something like this, but when we reached out to the federal agency OSHA that typically investigates these kinds of tragedies, we got an automatic reply saying they couldn't process our requests due to the government shutdown.
Miss Nebraska, 23-year-old Audrey Eckert, wins the Miss USA pageant in Nevada. She'll compete for the Miss Universe title in Thailand next month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking. Ooh. Where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things, people, love.
Thinking of a Florida vacation this winter? Well, there are differing views on how the weather will be there.
Fast lanes and trains and planes in search of sand and sun.
This Florida tourism video encourages visitors to enjoy Florida days. Government forecasters say Florida has a good chance at staying warmer and drier this winter, and really, between now and February. The people who write the Old Farmer's Almanac don't agree. While they don't focus on Florida specifically, they predict a wetter than normal winter for the South. The coldest temperatures between December and January, kind of like this past winter. In other words, you may want to pack some warmer clothing and an umbrella just in case. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Two men in their 60s were hospitalized in Poland after a World War II artillery shell that one of them found in a forest and brought back home exploded. Both men had been drinking alcohol, the police said, when they were found in the blown-out apartment. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Highs around 53. For tonight, becoming mostly clear with lows in the mid-40s. Sunny and 58, the high on Sunday. Monday, sunny 55. And Tuesday, chance of showers 54. Right now, 31 degrees.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
East Coast.
news and timeless hits. WRJN. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday we'll all be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Bye. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys days were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye bye, Miss America. met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
soared high neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
Catch a ride to the end of the spine. I feel nice, a sugar and spine.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Stop!
standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a beat called steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
With you. Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The U.S. is sending the world's largest aircraft carrier to the waters off Latin America as part of President Trump's campaign against drug traffickers. The BBC's Tom Bates.